Thank you very much, High Commissioner, for this touching, moving, and powerful quote, a tweet. I would like to join you in thanking all member states for their continued support to UNHCR and the vulnerable population it serves, and to recall that the support we provide comes in multiple forms and means. I think we heard it today through the different statements of member states and stakeholders' representatives, through generous financial contributions, through the hosting of affected populations, and through the welcoming of resettled individuals, as well as our vocal support and advocacy. And I think sometimes, as member states, we are all three at the same time. So it is through this means, each of which is essential, that we collectively express our solidarity with refugees, stateless and internally displaced persons. We enable their immediate protection, and we facilitate the eventual achievement of a durable solutions, including through those solutions allowing them to go after their dreams, like we just heard. So I would also like to thank UNHCR's national partners for the very significant contribution they make. UNHCR and I count on your continuing multifaceted collaboration and support. Thank you very much once more for your concrete contribution. And before we close the meeting, I would like also to join my voice to thank UNHCR and not only the representative sitting with me on the podium, but also the teams that are on the ground and on a daily basis are making sure that refugees are protected and cared for. I would like to request you at this juncture, since we are closing the meeting, to take the online survey prepared by the Division of Conference Management of the UN Office at Geneva on the quality of conference services provided at this meeting. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.